It's Thursday, January 25th, AD 2018. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Nepalese Christians are petitioning the Nepal government to repeal the anti-conversion ban that passed in October 2017. The Worldview spoke to William Stark, regional manager for that area from International Christian Concern, about how Nepal is trying to please different parties with the anti-conversion ban after they became a quote-unquote secular nation with freedom of religion.
You have several different parties at play. You have the international community that wants Nepal to become kind of a full secular democratic nation. But then also within Nepal itself, you have a Hindu majority, and within that Hindu majority, Hindu nationalists and Hindu radicals who want Nepal to be, once again, a Hindu kingdom.
Stark said that there is a bright side to this situation for Nepalese Christians.
The bright spot in this, I guess, if you can say there's a bright spot, is that we have time. The law was actually passed and, quote-unquote, signed into law by the president in October last year. But the actual law itself will not be effective until August of this year. So we've got 8 months where we can work pretty hard, we can advocate within the government, and we hopefully, something else that I know is happening on the ground, train the pastors and train the Christians who will be affected by this law on how to avoid getting arrested under it.
As we previously reported, Bolivia, South America passed a new penal code that could criminalize evangelism with up to 12 years in prison. Christians in the country responded with protests and marches, as well as a special day of prayer and fasting on Sunday. That same day, Bolivian President Evo Morales announced the repeal of the penal code, wanting to, quote-unquote, avoid confusion, reports Evangelical Focus. Morales said his government would listen to proposals from all sectors of the country on a new penal code. Psalm 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles." U.S.-led coalition forces report that 150 Islamic State militants are dead after airstrikes hit one of their last headquarters in eastern Syria on Saturday. The coalition says that ISIS has lost 98% of the territory it once held across Iraq and Syria since 2014. The U.S. Senate held a close vote yesterday to approve President Trump's nomination of Kansas Governor Sam Brownback to be the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Vice President Mike Pence was called in to break the 49-49 tie.